Well, Mike, first off, I think, you know, actually it kind of flew by for me this spring. I guess the older you get, things move quicker. But overall, I think it was a good, productive camp. You know, a few minor injuries here and there. I mean, that's to be expected. But you know, I like where we're at now. You know, the season will start on Thursday. We'll see where we actually are.
Going into camp and from February 12th to today, are Aaron Sanchez and Devin Travis the biggest stories, the biggest things for this team?
Well, they're probably the biggest questions that we answered, you know, because of their, you know, the injuries they suffered last year. And, you know, Sanchez really no signs at all of that blister issue. And so he's relieved. You know, we as an organization are really relieved. And then, of course, with Devin, you know, I've said this many times this spring, you know, if you weren't aware that he even had a knee issue last year, you would never even know of the way he's moving around.
Yeah, I've said the same thing. It really has been – it's been amazing to watch him just go out there and slide into the bag and make turns and jump throws. And there was a play this week where he advanced on a wild pitch really, really aggressively, a ball that barely got away from the catcher, and you would never have expected he'd be able to do that.
Right, you know, and he's running well. You know, we did tell him, though, now listen, when that season starts, you know, I mean, he's always been that kind of player. You know, he's all out all the time. You know, you see, there's going to be times, you know, Cadillacing is probably not a good word, but there's going to be times, you know, you need to, you know, back off a little bit in your running to conserve. You know, it's got nothing to do with your mentality, the way you play the game. It's just smart because you got to, you know, you got to preserve that body.
How tough is it going to be for you filling out the lineup to make sure you keep him out every fourth day, every fifth day as the season begins at least?
Oh, yeah, real tough because, you know, I've always believed, you know, with a full season, he's an all-star caliber player. I think he's that good. He's a great hitter. He's a pure hitter. And, you know, when he showed up here a few years ago, you know, the knock on him was, his defense at the time. And I've never really seen that either. You know, I think he's been steady. Done a very good job there. You know, the only thing that's really gotten his way is the injury bug.
But Blue Jays skipper John Gibbons here on the pregame show. A couple of other guys' camps I want to ask you about. Kevin Pillar yesterday hit a home run against the Yankees. He's hitting about .500 for the spring. We saw him have a great spring last year as well, and then it sort of fell off once he hit his first slump in the middle of May. What have you seen that might be a little more sustainable this year? Not that .500 is sustainable.
Well, first, Mike, I think he looks great. He trimmed down a little bit. He's a little bit leaner, and I think that's going to help him defensively in speed-wise. You know, really what he's done this camp and what he did a lot last year, I mean, he's using the whole field. You know, he'll take his hits the other way, you know, just like coming up through the minor leagues to get him to the big leagues, you know. And I think last year he got a little bit of power conscious, because he's strong. I mean, he's got a lot of power. But that for him to be at his best, he just needs to use that whole field, get on base. And he'll you know, if he swings it in the season like he's doing now with that great approach, no reason he can't hit 300. I really believe that. And I think his power numbers will go up because he'll be staying on the ball just enough where he catches it in that sweet part of the bat. So, but he's worked really hard at it. You know, Kev's he's never taken anything for granted in this business. You know, most people probably didn't think he'd ever get here. And he'll maximize what he is for as long as he can.
Jaime Garcia, I think in his last two starts, has pitched seven innings and had three balls hit out of the infield. I mean, this is supposed to be your fifth starter, but this is not, I don't think, what we expected.
Well, you know, I'd seen Jaime a little bit, not a lot, and I always liked it because he's you kind of classify him as a finesse left-hander, but his arm's better than that. But he's got great movement on his pitches. You know, you're talking about all those ground balls, and he's got a great feel for pitching. You know, really typical Mexican pitcher, and I've seen so many of them, you know, as soon as another one. They just have great feel of pitching, great instincts on the mound, and you know, whether they learn that when they're young or whatever it is, they all seem to have that. And you know, he's a ground ball machine, so you know, you put him in there with Sanchez and Stroman, our other ground ballers, you know, that's a big benefit in the American League and our divisions in our ballpark, and that's why it's very, very important that we catch the ball behind him.
Yeah, and speaking of that, what's your assessment with Troy Tulowitzki starting on the DL of how Aledmys Diaz has looked for you at shortstop?
Well, yeah, well, Troy's not going to be ready, obviously. You know, I couldn't tell you exactly when he's going to be ready, but you know, he's really, I go back to, you know, 2015. He was probably the biggest acquisition we made when shoring up our defensive infield. And, you know, along with some of the other moves, that really solidified things and put us over the top. Because there's not a better shortstop. But you know, he's able to do some things. You know, it's just the running part of it now, which is a big part of the game. It's hampering him. So hopefully he gets past that and gets past that soon. And until then, you know, Diaz, you know, I like him. I had a chance 2013 when he was a free agent. He was going around to different teams and a tryout. I remember going over to the minor league complex with a couple of our front office, you know, just to watch him. You know, they were thinking about signing him. And I really liked the kid. You know, he was second baseman and shortstop back then. And of course, St. Louis obviously signed him and you know, made the All-Star team a couple years ago. But he's just a good baseball player. You know, a lot like a lot of those Cuban players. You know, really good instincts. I was talking about Jaime Garcia too. You know, just a real. You know, I think players come from Cuba, really advanced leagues down there, and so they have a great feel for the game. And AD's just like that. You know, he can really handle the bat. He's one guy I think you can do a lot of hitting and running, and he's going to put the ball in play a lot. And hey, we'll run with it. You know, it's not easy replacing Tulo. I mean, you know, I watched him firsthand every day, and he's one of the all-time greatest shortstops that ever played the game. So that's tough to follow up. But I think AD will have a great season, do a great job for us.
And I got to ask you about two guys that you've mentioned a few times, almost unsolicited, with how impressed you've been with them this spring: Anthony Alford and Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah, well, we'll start with Alfie. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, he had the hamstring injury, you know, a couple weeks ago. But, you know, the sky's the limit. He just keeps getting better and better. And, you know, there'll come a day where he forces his way into this lineup. And I think we all expect, you know, everybody knows him and seen him, that one day he'll anchor in whatever position that is out there in the outfield for a lot of years here in Toronto. He'll be part of that next, you know, good wave of young players. So, and then Teoscar, you know, he couldn't have had a better camp. You know, we really liked what he did last September. You know, it really, you know, I think it opened up a lot of eyes for, you know, especially mine, for not knowing the guy. But I think he's turned into a better hitter. You know, he was kind of a free swinging slugger last September. Hit a lot of home runs, did a lot of good things, but he's starting to become a better hitter. And, you know, he's a good defender in the outfield. He's a good base runner. And he's a tremendous individual. And, you know, he's another guy along with Alfred, you know, could be playing one of those outfield spots for a lot of years in Toronto.
All right, Gibby, thanks a lot for your time. I got one more because I was on with our gambling show on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, before the game today. And they asked me, well, I want you to give gambling advice. The Vegas line on the Blue Jays this year is 81.5 wins. So Vegas expects you to be a 500 team. What do you expect?
Well, I always expect better than that, you know, naturally. And we should be a better team than that. You know, I think we made some key moves this offseason that are really going to help, you know, beef up our offense. You know, we get Sanchez out there for a whole year. A little bit different look now in the bullpen. I think a few more seasoned veterans have been through it, which I think is going to help. And hopefully a full season at it. You know, Donaldson, Russ, and Smokey, all those guys, and we feel pretty good about it.
All right, we're looking forward to watching it. Thanks a lot for this. Have fun on the last day down here in Florida. We'll see you in Montreal.
Thanks, Maggie.